tell, and if I can't get speech,
who's was to cut thy tongue and ravish thee?
Write down my mind. Deray thy meaning so, and if thy stumps will let thee, the scribe.
See how with signs and tokens she can scrawl.
Go home. Call for sweet water. Wash thy hands.
She hath no tongue to call, nor hands to wash. And so let's leave her to our silent walks.
And for my cause I should go hang myself.
If thou hast hands to help me knit the cord.
No!
Who's this? My niece that flies away so fast. Cousin, a word. Where is your husband?
I do dream that all my wealth would wake me. If I do wake, some planet strike me down that I may slumber in eternal sleep.
Speak, gentle niece.
What stern, ungentle hand hath lopped and hewed and made thy body bare of her two branches, those sweet ornaments whose circling shadows kings have sought to sleep in? Why dost not speak to me? Crimson river of warm blood, like to a bubbling fountain stirred with wind, doth rise and fall between thy rosed lips, coming and going with thy honeyed breath. And sure, some Tyrius hath deflowered thee, unless thou shouldst detect and cut thy tongue. Oh, no, huh? Thou turnst away thy face for shame. And notwithstanding all this loss of blood, as from a conduit with free issuing spouts, yet do thy cheeks look red as Titan's face, blushing to be encountered with a cloud. Shall I speak for thee? Shall I say 'tis so?
Oh, that I knew thy heart. I knew the beast, that I might rail at him to ease my mind.
Sorrow concealed like an oven stop doth burn the heart to cinders where it is. Fair Philomel, why has she but lost her tongue, and in a tedious sampler sowed her mind? But, gentle niece, that mean is cut from thee. A craftier Tyrius cousin hath thou met, for he hath cut thy pretty fingers off that could have better sewed than Philomel. Oh, had the monster seen those lily hands tremble like aspen leaves upon the lute, and make the silken strings delight to kiss them, he would not then have touched them for his life. Or had he heard the heavenly harmony which thy sweet, sweet tongue hath made, he would have dropped his knife and fell asleep as Cerberus at the Thracian poet's feet. Come, let us go and make thy father blind. Such a sight will blind the father's eye. But when our storm will drown the fragrant mead, what will hold months of tears thy father's eye? Do not draw back, for we will mourn with thee. Oh, could our mourning ease thy misery?